B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, Loren's birthday edition. She's looking at an enormous bouquet of flowers that were sent to her, and we thought that Dallas had sent the flowers, but clearly Dallas's flowers went to the house.
I don't know that Dallas sent me flowers.
I'm sure he did. It's your birthday. Hey, Siri, remind me to tell Dallas to send flowers.
He's going to do something, like with a card or...
I don't know. Okay,
add it to your family list. What does he normally do for your birthday? I mean, he's out of town, but...
Honestly, we like normally take a trip or something. I don't know. Last year, I was pregnant and like days away from giving birth, so I couldn't do much last year. All I wanted last year was to be at home, and I wanted a watermelon cake. And that is where our au pair Elena discovered she had this amazing talent of like carving out and making like three-tiered watermelon cakes.
That's cool.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So she's doing that tonight?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But the flowers came from a listener of the show who owns a floral arrangement store.
Yeah.
Place.
What's up, Buttercup? I started randomly following her on Instagram because I saw her like tagged in somebody else's stuff, and she had like the most beautiful arrangements. So I messaged her and I just said like, hey, your stuff is absolutely gorgeous. Just wanted to tell you. And this was like probably like a month and a half ago now. Hmm. And she was like, oh, my God, I'm, you know, a huge fan of your show. Thank you so much, you know, for reaching out. That was really nice of you. And then today she delivered this ridiculously beautiful bouquet of roses. Well, not roses, but there's roses and catalilies and lilies.
I don't know how you're going to carry everything out.
Me neither.
We don't have interns.
Somebody's going to have to help me.
858 texted in and said, Loren, please schedule a girls trip for a week in response to your husband not being there for your birthday.
Oh, during his birthday.
What?
You should do it during his birthday.
I don't want to wait a year.
You know what's so funny is Roy is so team Loren, and I'm so team, like, try and bring peace to this. Because, like, you're like, Dallas isn't around, and Roy's like, burn his shit.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
I literally was like, well, maybe I'll, like, find a T-shirt or something of his that I can burn tonight.
Oh, my God.
That'd be fine.
It's not that big. When you act like an adult, please. It's not that big of a deal. You have your friends.
Let her express herself.
Your mom's not going to be there. You're helping her express herself.
Let her be her. If she wants to burn some shit, let her burn some shit.
We don't need a shirt to burn. We can burn other things.
I mean, I'm not going to burn his favorite shirt. Just like one that he kind of likes.
Yeah, but that's symbolic of burning him out of your life.
Yes.
Stop.
Maybe he'll feel something.
He knows it's wrong.
I know he does.
You know.
But he still went. So.
He had to.
Mm-hmm. No, he didn't.
Why did he have to?
He didn't go last year with the pandemic.
Yeah, because we were having a baby last year.
And a pandemic. It was a tough year.
Okay.
You have everybody else showing up tonight except your husband.
I do. And you know what? Like, we were joking around about it in here, but, like, there's something about it that's more relaxed without Dallas here, too.
Mm. Right. Mm-hmm. Maybe he did you the favor. Maybe his present was leaving for the weekend.
No, he better come correct with the present.
We were talking earlier on the air about favorite birthday moments that you remember. It could be growing up. You know, whatever it was. Like, I have, like, three or four that I remember when I was a kid. One of them was my friend did a birthday Olympics where everybody got a medal. And, like, I finished last in everything. And I remember, like, I was the only one on the stand at the end of, like, this 8-year-old birthday party. And they were like, yay, Steve. And I was like, eh. And then I remember another one where my neighbor had a tractor. And we all got in the bucket of the tractor. And he lifted us up in the air and took us down the street in the backhoe, in the bucket, like 10 kids.
That's triggering.
No safety straps, no nothing. I remember that.
And then I hated that.
And then I remember 35 years old, my wife got me so good in Memphis at a surprise party. I had no fucking idea she was going to do the surprise party. And everybody who was anybody was there that could make it from Memphis and from out of town.
How long were you guys together at that point?
Probably a year.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I met her at 34, and then that April, I turned 35, and she surprised me so good. Like,
that's really
I had
nice.
No idea, dude. I thought we were going just for dinner, and we walked in, and she got me really good. Mm-hmm. And then I tried to get her back, but it was hard to do. She's not a good surprise person. She's like you, Loren. Mm-hmm. Picks around, doesn't like it, wants to know what's up. So the hardest thing for you today is to not worry about what's happening at the house.
It is. Like, I got a text message this morning that was like, please stay out of our way. We've got this. Like, don't try to come in and micromanage. And I was like, okay.
Take the day to relax.
All right, but you have to go pick up chairs and a table?
Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure. My only thing was, like, whoever's coming tonight, I just want to make sure there's enough seating. So I, like, had to rent 3 tables and chairs from our club. So I had to go pick those up.
So put Jess, Amanda, and Sterling at the other table so that they're away from us and they won't be.
Well, all the tables will be connected. It'll be, like, one big long table. Lame.
I like it when there's, like, a kiddie table.
What about, so, and then Roy, on the air today, you said you don't remember any birthdays, except, like, 21 you remember.
Yeah, I mean, I remember.
You don't really remember your 21st birthday if people were buying you shots. It's just what people were telling you happened.
I remember.
Maybe the beginning.
The police, and then right after the police, it gets fuzzy.
Oh, yeah, what happened with the cops?
You were telling us you were going to tell that story on the rap party today.
Okay, so a bunch of people bought me shots. I probably had like 10 shots within a short period of time. Because everybody was ordering me shots. The DJ kept announcing it was my birthday. And I ended up...
Quickest way to get drunk.
Oh my God, yeah. Really quickest way to get drunk. And I ended up, I think, puking inside the club.
Sounds about right.
And so they were telling me that I had to go, but I didn't want to leave. I'm like, I feel better now.
Yeah.
You can rally.
So I was kind of combating the staff. I'm like, no, this is the time I need to stay. We'll clean it up. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. Problem solved.
Yeah.
So then they took me down the steps and got me to the front door, but I wouldn't leave the front door area. I'm like, I'm out of your stupid club. Not inside anymore. I'm not allowed to stand right here. And the police came up and grabbed me, and my friends were trying to de-escalate the situation. And the police, like, you're going to take him or I'm going to take him, but he needs to leave right now. And I'm like, I don't mind a ride. Where are we going? I'm like, all drunk. Where are we going?
Come on. We're going to the next. Like Will Ferrell in Old School. Come on. We're going streaking.
It's like, everybody calm down. I'll leave if they want. Stupid anyway.
I'll leave. I will.
So what ended up happening?
They drugged my ass to the car. And as I was, like, going around the corner, I think I was yelling, fuck the police.
Whoa. And then you were a cadet, like, 3 years earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I used to go to the bars, like, New York City, New Jersey, like, Hoboken, when I was 22, 21. I would do a shot with somebody, and then I would run to the bathroom and, like, I would have to go sip water out of the sink sometimes. Like, just put my hand in the water just to, like, no, just to, like, help get it down. Like, sometimes, because I'm still not a huge shot fan. Like, Nicole loves
shots.
Fucking shots. She loves Pickleback. She loves Jameson, tequila. She's a big shot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Person, like, hey, that's how we start the night.
Yeah.
And that's how it was always been for a lot of people. And so I would just feel like I would take the shot, and then I'd be like, uh-oh, this ain't good. Like, I need to quell it. I need to calm it down.
Because it's wanting to come back up?
I need to chase it, yeah. So I'd run to the bathroom, and I would go and just, like, and I would fill up my hand with dirty New York City water and go.
I don't mind
shots. And I'd be fine.
It's a temporary setback. You know, the shots, it's not great. But, you know, it's fun.
I have, like, a gag reflex when it comes to shots.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Nicole, what about you? What birthday do you remember? It has to be a childhood memory.
No, I don't. I mean, I had really good birthday. My parents threw really good parties for me. Like, a lot of them were laser tag.
Yeah, sports connection and stuff.
Yeah, so, like, I remember those, but I'm turning 30 this year. So Jess and I are going to Mexico. So I think that's going to be one of, you know, like what I'll refer back to.
You gonna get tatted?
Yeah. I already got the tattoo place.
What are you getting?
I'm going to get, like, Mayan symbols.
That's cool. Don't get Coco Pelli. Get you pregnant.
yeah.
That's the pregnancy guy.
Roy, aren't you turning 30 this year, too?
30 That's next
you.
Year.
That's you.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to think. I was doing the math.
She's talking to you.
I know she's... Okay. How's it guard you? No, I'm doing the 30 next year.
Okay.
Yep. I don't know what I'll do for my dirty 30.
We got your cameo from Spencer Pratt today.
It was awesome.
He didn't wish you a happy birthday, but he gave you a shout out. Were you surprised?
Awesome. Yes.
How long did it take you to realize it was Spencer?
So, because when you guys did it, I didn't see the video. So I was just hearing the audio. And I would say it probably took me a good 10 seconds to figure out who it was.
And the video, by the way, is up now at the MRL show on our Insta. You can go check it out. And if you didn't hear it, here's a clip of the cameo that we paid for to have Lauren get wished a happy birthday from Spencer Pratt from The Hills.
You already know Lauren is a superstar. Former Dolphins cheerleader, Hornets dancer, incredible morning host, radio host, obviously. But what we really need is Lauren to join The Hills, because Lauren, who we used to have, sucked. And we need Lauren, who does not suck, who's so talented, who's so amazing, and she just has so much drama. She's super rich. And so, obviously, Roy Brown and Pratt Daddy think that you should join the cast of The Hills. That's what we need. So I'm just going to put that intention out there with my most powerful Lemurian wand, that we need you. We need you. Save the show.
Plus, you got a bonus, Lauren. He used his crystals for you that he's known for using, and the kids are in the background, and maybe even Heidi.
And there's, like, hummingbirds in the background, too, which, like, if you follow Spencer Pratt on Instagram, that's, like, his thing. He loves hummingbirds and crystals.
That sounds so L.A. Crystals, hummingbirds, that sounds so L.A.
We also reached out to Shannon Mokler, who is the baby mama for Travis Barker's kids. And Travis Barker right now is filming a reality show with Kourtney Kardashian. Mm-hmm. And her cameo was only $25, but she declined it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then we did also get her to ask a silly question.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, I don't know. Right, she could have rejected because of that.
She was a Miss USA contestant, or she won it?
So she was first runner-up, and I think it was Brooke Lee who won Miss Universe that year, girl who was Miss USA. So Shannon Mokler inherited the title.
So we had to write the script for her. It was like, happy birthday, Lauren, fellow beauty pageant contestant. How would you answer this question? What was the question that we wrote?
If there were aliens coming to Earth, where would be the first place they would go?
Yeah, where would you take them? Where would you tell them they had to go?
Oh.
What country that you visited would they need to go? Italy, right?
Yeah, I guess I would say Italy.
Yeah.
Greece is pretty awesome, too, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two places I haven't been. I've been to an Italian restaurant. I know a Greek place.
I've seen photos.
Samesies.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Why go there? Hey, speaking of which, you guys were in here. We were talking. I forgot who I was talking to, but I was talking to your friend Laura yesterday, and we were talking about Epcot, because that's as close as I get to traveling the world when you go to Epcot and go to the different countries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're adding Brazil in 2022.
Oh, they are?
Yep.
Oh.
Brazil's going to be added.
Well, that's kind of cool. That's where my new au pair is from.
I wonder how many countries they have.
So they have Canada, UK, France, China,
Mexico.
Japan, Mexico, Germany, Italy, Norway, and then 10 would be, and I might be missing one or two, but 10 would be Brazil.
That's it? Oh, I could easily go around the world there.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's what the whole thing is, like, to go to Epcot and drink around the world.
I could do that. It's only 10 drinks.
It was Chelsea Smith won Miss Universe that year.
Okay. What year?
1995.
Okay. Yeah, so Shannon Mokler, she declined it, but don't take it personal.
Shannon Mokler won back in 1995?
She was first runner-up to Miss USA in 1995. Then that girl, Chelsea Smith, won Miss Universe, and then she became Miss USA.
Hmm. And when were you in the pageants? 2005?
2008.
Eight?
Mm-hmm.
You think she knew her?
No. Actually, she was a director for, I don't know if she is still a director or not, but she was a director for a while, so maybe she knows of me.
Former Miss USA, Miss Nevada and Utah.
You remember when Lorraine was like consulting pageant stuff and we were going doing a remote or we were going somewhere in the station vehicle and she told some guy no like 80 times?
Oh, yeah. No.
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 Yeah, no, it won't be happening.
That's not going to work for me.
No. Yes, I do remember that.
There was like a pause. No. No.
No, that's not going to happen.
I can't even remember what it was.
You told him no for everything.
No, not happening. So, all right. Well, that's a wrap, party, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be back on Monday. And we'll have stories, of course, of our get together at Lorraine's house tonight, because whenever we get together, stories come from it.
Always.
Roy, hopefully you make it. You're not feeling well.
I am not feeling hot right now because of you.
You got
if you
want
to blame me, blame me. I thought it was allergies. It turned out I probably had a cold that I got from my daughter who went to
Germberie,
we call it.
I don't like it. This is a sign that life's getting back to normal. I like the masks. I don't want to go hide back in my mask.
Did you go a full year without a cold?
Yes. Clearly the masks work. We've had no mask policy at Beasley for what, a week?
Not even.
Not even a week. And I got a damn cold. I'm so pissed. And then like I tell Stone's like, you wear a mask everywhere. I'm like, I don't wear a mask at work. Guess who just had a cold?
Awful.
All right. Sorry about that. Boy, I'm fucking everybody up, huh?
You ruined the birthday surprise.
Great job.
All right.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.